No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and today we are headed to Elgin, Alabama, on the other side of Rogersville, Alabama, to talk to my buddy Quentin Ingram. We played football together, went to Lauderdale County High School, go Tigers, and also Roger McElyea, who is the manager there at the Elgin Foodland. Now, Quentin works in the meat department. I tell you, I'm impressed with the guy and what he's been doing there at Elgin. I've watched him for a while as he's been a butcher for many years, really great at what he does. But today we're here to talk about a special effort that is underway because we lost a special young man in his life, and that was Antonio Deon Clark Jr., also known as June. We wanted to honor him today, and he just would have celebrated his 21st birthday. He had an accident in August, a car accident that took his life. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Quentin and Roger.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Doing okay. Quentin, tell us about June and what he means to so many people. Because I see the turnout that happened on Saturday for his birthday, a lot of people there to support this young man.
Yes, Mark. He was one of those young men that really touched a lot of people in his life. And even though it was short, you could just tell by the love that he gave out about the people that came to his birthday party recently, Saturday, and all the prayers we've been getting around North Alabama for him. He was very talented at a lot of things that he liked to do. He loved computers. He loved to do cell phones. And I got a chance to work with him, you know, at Rogersville. And he followed me here to Foodland in Elgin. So the young man had a promising future. It's a lot that we can go into about details with him. I mean, he was funny. He loved his car. He loved other people, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to do the bicycle drive for him in his name.
It's a giveaway in honor of Antonio. Where did the idea come from, Quentin?
Well, normally here at Elgin, we do a bicycle drive anyway. Last year was our first year we ever did it, And most of the time we use our sponsors like Brian's or Sunset Farms. They'll donate money and we'll buy bicycles. Last year we only did two, but this year I chose to do a Ingram and a Clark giveaway this year in his honor. And our family came together and bought 6 bikes and some hoverboards, and Roger put in money as well on these bicycles to give back to the kids in our community. You know, to just, it was one of those things where it just touched our hearts last year when me and Roger did it, and we wanted to do it again. But this year we just chose to let the Ingrams and Clarks, and Roger donated $80 for this cause, and it was really a great turnout so far.
As a matter of fact, it's now called the first annual ADC Junior Bicycle Giveaway, and of course it is in honor of Antonio Dion Clark Jr. Roger, tell me how it makes you feel as a manager to be able to recognize one of your former employees in this way.
Well, it's good to give back to the community, and it's been a chance for them. We have a banner up front with his picture, and a lot of people didn't realize it was him who was in the accident. So it's been good for the customers to see it was someone who worked here, but it's also good for the community because we have a lot of needy children who might not otherwise have a bike. And to be able to register for one of 6 bikes, you know, your chances would be pretty good. So it's at the front door, and we just invite everybody who makes the purchase to put their name and phone number on the back of their receipt, and we'll be drawing around December the 23rd for these bicycles to maybe make some child's life brighter, and then give them a letter about Antonio so they'll know the purpose of the giveaway.
You know, one of the things I want to bring out, Roger and Quentin, is the fact that when Pam, your sister Quentin, went to the store to purchase bicycles, there was somebody who asked about why she had the bicycles, and they independently gave her cash, gave her money, because they wanted to support this effort.
Man, that really touched my heart. Just, I mean, because he didn't know us from anybody, and we was coming out of Walmart with the bicycles, and he was asking what we was doing with so many bicycles. And when my sister explained to him what happened to my nephew, he reached in his wallet and gave us money to go for the cause. And it's just amazing how much love that he just still allows you to pour out. And it was just a blessing in disguise.
When you think about somebody's legacy, and you mentioned early on, Quentin, what June meant to so many people, but you think about the fact that his legacy continues on as long as you or Pam or anybody in the family is continuing to do things in his honor, then June continues to live in the hearts of everybody that participates and are part of it. And that's one way to keep the memory of a young man who meant so much to so many alive.
Yes, it does. And it touches me. Even when the customers come in here and they figure out who he is by his banner being up there. And I mean, I still get customers coming in here, and they are pouring their hearts out to us about how great of a young man he was when he was here. And it's just a lot of love that he has touched a lot of people in short time.
Guys, we want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to be very specific and let people know exactly what they need to do to enter this contest. And then also, if they would like to, I would say donate if there's a way that they can. I think that would be a good thing too, if somebody just wanted to drop off money and help, because it perpetuates, since it is the first annual, that means that we're going to have a second annual and a third annual if everything goes right and people can continue to support this effort. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, we're on the line right now with my friends Roger McElyea and Quentin Ingram over in Elgin, Alabama at the Elgin Foodland. We're glad to have them both on the line right now as we continue to honor Antonio Dion Clark Jr., who was killed in a vehicle accident back in August, also known as June. He was well-loved by his family, would have just turned 21 years old. They just celebrated what would have been his 21st birthday. I hope that you'll continue to stick with us as you find out about this bicycle effort and how you can be a part of it. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. and I'm your host, Mark White.
Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid.
Hey, this is Lionel Cartwright, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Mark's making a difference. You go make a difference too, okay? I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm so glad that you're joining us today. As you know, the Mark White Show is about recognizing difference makers in our communities and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. That should be our purpose in life, to find ways that we can make a difference. One way that you can make a difference right now is to go down to Elgin Foodland and purchase a ham or a turkey, a $25 purchase, as a matter of fact, and you can support this special bike effort for Antonio Dion Clark Jr., also known as June. Right now, I have on the line with me Roger McElyea, who is the manager at the Elgin Foodland, along with my longtime friend, Quentin Ingram. As I said at the very start, we played football together at Lauderdale County High School. Great friends for a very, very long time. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Roger and Quentin.
Hey, how y'all doing out there today?
We want to make sure that everybody knows where to go, what to do to support this effort. I love the fact that it's the first annual. It means it's going to be perpetual. It means that it's going to continue to go on, and that means that June is going to continue to be recognized. Quentin and Roger, you both talked about June and what he meant to customers, even people that knew him from work. Roger, when you have an employee like that, somebody who people remember, you see their work day in and day out, and then suddenly you lose them, what is the cost of that to the Foodland family?
Well, it's a great loss, but at the same time, anybody who has treated customers as well as he did and made friends with them, it's a testament to the people who work here that we're customer-oriented type team here, and all the teammates know about this giveaway, and they're able to tell to the customers about who it benefits, and just a great opportunity for us and something we're glad will be happening every year here in Elgin.
Quentin, tell people how they can enter, how they can be a part of this.
Well, you can just come to Elgin Foodland. It's anything over $25 of a purchase, whether it's grocery or ham, turkeys, whatever it is. If it's over $25, you may be eligible to put your receipt on the back of the information slot up here with your name and your number and the age of the child, and put it in the box that's up front and staple it to it, and it's that easy. And we will be doing the drawings December the 23rd for the bike giveaway. So come on down here to Elgin Grocery Shop, and you'll be eligible to put in for a bicycle.
And one thing, if a person doesn't have a child that they know, they could still enter the contest and then find a child. I'm sure that you have plenty of names now that a bicycle could go to a child that they say, well, I'm glad I won, and I want to contribute this to a child that needs a bike.
Yes, they can do that too as well, Mark. You don't necessarily have to have a kid. If you want to just put in, and if you have a nephew or a niece or a grandkid that you want to donate the bicycle to, that is awesome.
It's sad when there are kids out there who Christmas is a tough time, and I know it's tough for a lot of people. People have lost jobs. It's a difficult time with COVID-19. I know that affects the store as well. But it is really sad that there are kids out there who might not be able to get a bicycle. And when I think about this opportunity for them to have one, I think that's pretty cool. As a former police officer, I saw a lot of families that were really struggling out there. That's one reason that the Mark White Show started, was to try to come up with ways to help families that were in a difficult situation like that.
And that is one of the things I admire about you, Mark. The many people that you touch, that you go out there in the community and you dig deep into it and you find these people that actually really need us or need help, and you bring it to the people on the radio. I love that about you. From the first time we met, I guess in, 95? I mean, yeah. It was just a blessing in disguise when you meet people like that and you see something in them. And like I said, we're a long-time friends. When the accident first happened, Mark came to my sister's house, and he sat there for hours on hours and just talked to us. And him and his wife and his little girl, it was truly a blessing. This is what it's all about. It's just about giving back to your community.
Even though we can't replace June, there's nothing that can bring him back. There are many things that we can do to make his mama feel better and remember that June was a very special young man, and that there are still things that are left to do in his honor, in his memory. And this bicycle giveaway is one of those very special things that we can do.
Yes, it is. And I'm so grateful that Roger gave us the opportunity to do this because, I mean, he's actually let me did a lot here. We have some appetizers here that we call the G6s that I put out in honor of his name, too. And it's bacon-wrapped onions with brown sugar and paprika. And you can also find the little mini June's sirloins that we have out here on our shelf, too.
I'm going to say this, and I know Roger's right there, but Roger McElyea is a special guy. My relationship with Roger goes back many years, too, back when I had Tortillas Blanco, and I was just a guy trying to put chips on a shelf, and we got them into the store, and Roger was one of those guys who helped support Tortillas Blanco and my small business way back when, and I don't forget those things. And not only that, but Roger, he has a sister, Debbie, who is currently fighting for her life. We honor her and recognize her. She was a teacher at Tanner. She was a coach. Roger has a special relationship with his sister, Debbie, and I know many people who are listening in Limestone County across North Alabama and beyond are familiar with Debbie, but we want to keep her in our prayers as well as we think about the health issues that Debbie McElyea Blakely is facing as well, Roger.
Thank you so much. We appreciate all the prayers.
And Roger, thank you for what you're doing for June, for this family, and honoring the Clark Ingram family in this way and honoring your former employee. I think that's just a great thing to do. And I'd like to see more employers be like that because these people do matter to the business. They day in and day out do a good job and the customers like them. And that is a big reason why people want to come back to your store. That's why people would want to come to Elgin Foodland. It is a great grocery store and it's worth the drive for people to come to Elgin because of the quality of people that you have there. I know Philip Butler works there as well. You just have a great team, Roger. I know that for a fact.
Thank you. We're awfully proud of them. And we always say if you'll drive a little and save a lot, and you might even win a buy.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I'm glad that Quentin Ingram's there with you there at Elgin Foodland as well.
Thank you.
Quentin and Roger, I appreciate the fact that you were able to join me here during this work day to share about this. I want people to go down to Elgin Foodland. Do you have an address, Roger, exactly where people can put in a GPS?
Yeah, we're 2861 Highway 101. Go to the red light at Wheeler Dam on 101 and 72. Take a right, and we're right on the left.
Very good. Quentin and Roger, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Well, thank you, Mark.
All right. Love you guys, and y'all continue to keep doing good things in your community. I appreciate both of you.
Well, thank you too, Mark.
All right. Folks, we've been talking about Antonio Dion Clark Jr., June, this special bike giveaway. I hope that you will go to the Elgin Foodland and support this effort. And as I said, if you don't know of a kid, then you can still register, and you can give that bike to a kid that needs it this year. I hope that you all have a great holiday this year as Christmas is coming soon, and you can find opportunities to make a difference in somebody's life. There's somebody out there that needs you right now. Maybe you're in a rut. Maybe you're feeling like there's not any hope in your life. Well, you can give a little hope to somebody else, and I guarantee you that it's going to come right back to you. You're going to feel it inside, and you're going to feel better about your life and what you're here to do. And I want you to find your purpose in things like this special effort there at Elgin Foodland. Share this show with your friends. Let them know about the Mark White Show. I want them to be encouraged as well. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is your host, Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday
at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today. Something good today.